Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into an awesome episode of Larry's Biblecast. Listen, I just wanted to create this special episode of Larry's Biblecast again. I know you probably hear the intro again, but we lost one of just a wonderful pastor in our world today. And that it was Pastor Charles F. Stanley. He's been such a wonderful man of God that the Lord has used him mightily down through the years to spread the gospel message of Jesus Christ and just the foundations of Christian faith and just a great teacher. And again, he's just only one individual in our world today, but he was one that has inspired me. I refer to him a lot, even in this podcast, as well as some of my past episodes and some of my favorite, devotions that I've read out of the YouVersion app, Cross and Crowns being one of my main ones I've used. I've actually went over that several times in some of my recordings, but yeah, he passed away on the, I want to say it was on Tuesday of this week, and just wanted to kind of gather, share my thoughts and my dedication to him. Just a wonderful man of God, very humble, but he was also very direct in his approach to teaching God's word to us, and he'll be greatly missed, but I'm sure he's benefiting by being in the presence of the Lord right now in heaven. It's a wonderful thought just to know that out of the many years of his preaching the gospel, sharing the message of Jesus Christ and salvation and the grace and mercy of God, which he's always talked about a lot. Now he is also, being rewarded with the presence of God and being in his presence and being face to face with him. Think about that one day. It was the person you talk about, the God that you talk about. Will you be able to stand before him? Will you be able to be embraced by him after all the many years that you talked about the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you be one just like Pastor Charles Stanley, will be able to be embraced and be brought into heaven saying that, welcome, my good and faithful servant. May you be one of them. May I be one of them. Amen. Listen, this is just going to be a special recording, a special episode of dedication to my favorite teacher, radio teacher. And he's reached so many like myself for Jesus Christ, his radio ministry, his television ministry, In Touch Ministries. I just want to be thankful or grateful to all those that made In Touch possible, allowing us to be able to see Pastor Charles Stanley on television, through radio, and however ways that you might have came in touch with him, just through that type of media content. But Pastor Charles Stanley has just been a wonderful man, along with, people like Billy Graham. He was the evangelist of the world at that time. And now we've lost a great pastor who was more like our pastor, a teacher in a way, Pastor Charles Stanley. And listen, that's not to minimize anybody else that's out there preaching. We got some great teachers. We got, Pastor Tony Evans. We also got Bishop T.D. Jakes and a few others that I'm sure some of you might be following as well. And listen, I just want to just really just tip my hat off and give flowers to this wonderful man of God. And may he always continue to be faithful. May we continue to be faithful in preaching God's word and sharing God's word. May this encourage each and every one of us to do the same thing that Pastor Charles Stanley is doing in our own circles, in our own way. All right. So whether it be a podcast, whether it be you just talking to someone face to face, let what he's done on a wider scale, let it be the way we done. And listen, Jesus Christ is the message that we preach. Jesus Christ and him being crucified. Though we acknowledge great men like Pastor Charles Stanley or Billy Graham, but the effect that the person that they talk about is the power in which they're being used by the God, the same God that they talk about is the same God we talk about. The same Jesus Christ and him being crucified on the cross is the same thing. So let us do the same. Let us continue on until we too will be rewarded by being in front of God, the same God that Pastor Stanley has talked about. May it be for us as well. Amen. So I'm not going to belabor the point. I want you to take a listen to this episode and my thoughts and just my thoughts about such a great man, an icon, Pastor Charles Stanley. And we'll get into another devotional called Every Day in His Presence by Pastor Charles Stanley from the YouVersion Bible app. So again, thank you again for tuning in and sit back and relax and enjoy this next episode of Larry's Biblecast. Hey, so thank you for tuning in to this special recording today of Larry's Biblecast. I want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in to this special episode today. I'm a little bit late on recording this one, but as of the time that I'm recording this, we had lost one of, I would say, Christianity's one of our largest Bible teachers, and it kind of saddens me a little bit. But the beautiful thing about it is that this person has gone on to be with the Lord, and that is none other than one of my favorite, actually my favorite Bible teacher, and that was Pastor Charles Stanley. So I learned about his passing. He passed on Tuesday. I believe it was April the 18th. And so I'm not that far away from it. This is Friday, so I just haven't had a chance to gather my thoughts and whatnot, and also just, you know, being able to kind of share my personal feelings about the legacy in which I can definitely say now of Pastor Charles Stanley. I will definitely miss him, but I guess the reality of it all is that he had been pretty much stepped down from pastoring, of course, for a while. He passed away at age 90. And so let me just start off by saying how grateful I am to have been just one of, I have to say, maybe thousands of listeners, participants of his ministry. I am definitely, my life has benefited greatly by his teaching of through radio, through television at points, and just recently on YouTube as well. And many times I've always referred to him in my podcast as well. Even before this, about Charles Stanley, I've done one of my favorite devotions that I had been reading from some of you may know from my earlier recordings was devotions from the late Charles Stanley. I hope that those of you that even before this have gotten a chance to benefit from his ministry. The devotion that I've always enjoyed reading was Cross and Crowns. And I've done this, matter of fact, more than one time I think about maybe two or three times I've read through Cross and Crowns, and this is found on the YouVersion Bible app. But more than that, I've also done it as well, just kind of talking through it through the will of God, also the 7-day devotion by Charles Stanley as well. I will say that when I first came to the faith and really finding my way to the Lord in my life, Charles Stanley was one of the voices, and what I mean by just amazing voices that I heard in my life, growing up as a Christian, just listening to his sermons and a lot of his messages that I greatly benefited from and drew and helped me to draw closer to God because of them. I would say that he, along with Billy Graham, has been just phenomenal men of faith down through the years. One of the things that I will say I love about Charles Stanley is the character that he brings behind the ministry, meaning that, you know, I never knew him personally. I never got a chance to meet him or anything, but, you know, listening to him on the radio and the radio ministries as well, and even watching him on television through his ministry, In Touch Ministries, some of you may remember that, is simply the times and the times of just sitting there and as almost as though he is literally talking to you, and, you know, just in the living room or wherever you may be listening to him. I used to, years ago, I used to just sit out in my car during my breaks, and I would listen to the radio ministry sometimes on the AM radio sometimes. And I would really, you know, that's where I would really listen to him as well. He would come on 5 days a week. And, you know, on Sundays, you know, I would go to church on Sundays, but Monday through Friday, that's when I would listen to Charles Stanley. I would definitely say that Pastor Stanley I always call him my teacher. So I'm just very thankful and grateful that that God has used this man in such a mighty way. What I was going to say about his character is the fact that his consistency. I would definitely go as far as saying that he struck me as a pastor who was never... In other words, his passion was the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think that's what has always made me appreciate him, is the fact that most of his messages that I've heard, that I've listened to, is, I would say, basic Christianity, the foundation of faith, foundation of leading you toward Jesus Christ, the salvation and grace of God. He loved talking about the grace and the mercy of God. And that's something that I would definitely say that I would love to pattern myself after, is just talking about Jesus and talking about the grace of God and the glory of God and how God is merciful to us, and just telling others, just like as he did, about salvation. And that's one of the things that, if you listen to a lot of my recordings, they're based upon just salvation, you know, salvation, which is very important. So I wanted to, like I said, I just wanted to dedicate this time to just giving you my thoughts and just commemorating this man. This man was he spoke with such humility. He wasn't a very, I would say, flamboyant. I come from a Pentecostal background, and I just learned that he as well was a part of Pentecostal church at one point in his life. I'm not sure if that was the case still, but I know that he was the pastor of a Baptist church in Atlanta, Georgia, but I think he was raised in the Pentecostal church. Over the last few days, I've been hearing a lot of, you know, of course, commemorative accolades toward Pastor Stanley, and people, other pastors have been acknowledging him and how wonderful a man he was. A few of the videos that I've watched and heard of pretty much talked about his upbringing and his past and being raised by a single mother, and you know, having gone through a divorce in his life and things like that. You know, it's amazing when you hear these things, only because, not because it's anything bad, it's just the fact that he was normal. He was a normal individual, just like all of us, and we all encounter these different things, different situations, whether they, you know, our lives are not perfect. And what I love and what I think is so intriguing about Pastor Stanley is the fact that in spite of his ups and downs and his challenges in his life, which were doesn't sound like it was very many, but there were some significant challenges that he's had also as well, he remained steadfast and steadfast when it comes to preaching the word of God. And I think that throughout his life, we can look back and see how the grace of God even applied to him in his life, in his ministry. Even he had a hard time, from what I understand, in the church world, as far as, you know, in his local church as well, and becoming a pastor and things like that. So it wasn't easy. But without even me knowing about all the background about him, I was one of, out of, I'm sure, millions of people that benefit from his ministry. The beautiful thing about Charles Stanley was the fact that the Lord used him not just through television and radio, but that ministry grew and expanded all over the world in so many different languages. And so the beautiful thing about it is to only imagine how many people have been impacted by him being consistent, doing what the Lord has showed him and told him to do, beginning to in front of us that either have listened or watched him on television or through radio, have watched him day in and day out, or maybe every Sunday or whenever, to be able to give us the word of God, give us different timeless classics, which we can still now to this day go back and look at some of the classic messages of Charles Stanley, watch him on YouTube. These are wonderful things. When I met my wife, I also introduced her to the ministry of Charles Stanley. And at this point, she has just enjoyed some of the messages. I love his teaching style. I love his humble approach, just full of humility, but yet he was firm and he was direct. So I know that, again, just a little bit of what I've observed of him and benefit from the word of God and the ministry and how God has used him mightily. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to this day. Like I said, it's kind of a mixture of joyfulness, because I know that he has been a faithful servant down through the years, and that he is finally, after so many messages about preaching about the Lord, preaching about God, preaching about salvation, you know, spreading the message of the gospel, preaching about Jesus Christ, the you know, the ministry of Jesus Christ, and how we can benefit and how we can walk this Christian life. It's such a wonderful thing that after all that, now he's able to be in front, you know what I'm saying, be in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that he's talked to many and thousands and millions of people about. Now he too is able to have that reward to be able to stand in front of the Lord that he's shared his message. I think that this is a wonderful thing for all of us to recognize. I would say because of him, one of my main role models is my father. I also had a pastor that I served under as well, other than my father, Pastor Yardley Griffin as well. And then of course, now, though I've never met him, Pastor Charles Stanley, in that order. And so I say this because, and then of course, you know, I don't want to skip over, Evangelist Billy Graham, which was very powerful, as well as Bishop T.D. Jakes. So I do enjoy those individuals as well. But Pastor Charles Stanley has really been more like a teacher, a radio teacher for me personally. And because his pathway has been about salvation, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about just, you know, getting your life in order and learning how to listen to God, learning how to walk in and find the will of God in your life. All those messages that you can find, those classic messages that you can even find online now, they're great. They're a great library to keep. And I highly recommend those of you that are hearing this message or hearing this recording right now. You know, this is where I get my inspiration from. I've got my inspiration from a great man like Pastor Charles Stanley, who is definitely, he's definitely a wonderful individual. If you are at home or you're on the road, or say you're traveling or whatever, maybe you know, whatever it is, it's Charles Stanley is an excellent individual, a pastor who listened to a very concrete Bible teacher. Okay, so you know, like I said, I it's kind of a mixture of sadness and joy. You know, I knew that eventually Pastor Stanley would be going off the scene real soon. We don't last forever. You know, that's one thing to remember for all of us. We're not gonna live forever in this life. But in the words of Pastor Stanley, though, excuse me about that. In the words of Pastor Stanley, you know, he prepares you, and his words and his teachings, and just us reading God's word, studying God's word in prayer and encouraging you to have a relationship with God, you know, through Jesus Christ. Those things prepare you to meet the Lord one day face to face. All right. And again, though I'm sad to see him go, like I was sad to see my father go, and people like Billy Graham to leave, and also my former pastor, Pastor Griffin, we all have to die one day, and our lives here on earth will expire at some point. And this is why it's so important for us to make time and not waste time while we have time here. You know, he left a legacy behind, and I think that in thinking and in retrospect of what we now have learned as Pastor Stanley has passed away, and now in the presence of God, we are left to carry on that legacy. For me, I'm grateful that because of people like him, I'm inspired to continue to talk about God's word, talk about Jesus Christ, the salvation of Jesus Christ, what it means to give your life to the Lord. I'm inspired by people like Pastor Charles Stanley. So, like I said, that's just my thoughts and my expressing my feelings about just such a great icon in my opinion, my teacher. And that's something I've always said. I've always shared with other people about Pastor Charles Stanley, that this was my teacher. This was my teacher as I was, as I was coming up in the faith, as a baby Christian, as a new Christian. I always tuned in to Pastor Charles Stanley on In Touch. And I just appreciate all the people that made In Touch possible, and those that donated to In Touch, those that donated to the ministry. Do you know that because of the donations of this ministry, it helped catapult the ministry of In Touch and his ministry to be heard all over the world, and to be heard in all different languages and different countries? You know, and that right there is just a phenomenal thing. And I pray, again, just as his ministry has touched the lives of so many people, I pray that even this podcast, this little podcast, I don't have to be the biggest podcast. I don't even have to be, whoever's lives and ears that this reaches. I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for those that do listen. Again, there's so many people like Pastor Charles Stanley, like Bishop T.D. Jakes, and others that I've mentioned, Billy Graham. These God has used them mightily. But now those of us, just like in the ministry of Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus only lived 33 years. His ministry only lasted for 3 years. And look at the impact that Jesus had. Jesus had such a powerful impact in the 3 years of his life, in the 3 year ministry of Jesus Christ before he was crucified on the cross. And now we're all still talking about the salvation of Jesus Christ and how we're all benefiting. God has sent his son to die on the cross for us. And that's the same message that I teach and I'm preaching and I'm talking about. I hope that those of you are also inspired, just like I was, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful again for people like Pastor Charles Stanley, for God to use him as mightily, and for Charles Stanley to obey the voice of God and preach the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all over the world. So just as I have benefited and you have benefited, the blessing and the reward that he is now receiving is just to be able to stand in front of the glory of God and all of heaven, looking, seeing the reality of heaven, seeing the brilliance of heaven, the place in which, like Jesus said himself, that he goes away and prepare a place. Now it is stored in time for him to come home. And now he is home. As we speak, Pastor Charles Stanley, along with many other believers that probably have heard and benefited from his ministry, even has passed on before him, is now there. It's now enjoying the presence of God and now in front of the glory of heaven and just seeing the benefits and the beauty of everything. May that be us. May that be you and may that be me, that we stand before the Lord just as beneficiaries of not just Pastor Charles Stanley, but of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's died on the cross for us, to shed his blood for us. I'm thankful and I praise God for just these wonderful pastors and icons and people of faith. Though we are not perfect, and though we are infallible, and though we disappoint God in our lives, may the truth of the gospel be more than we are. And may the truth of the gospel go forth in power and might, even in the midst of a world that we live in. Continue to help us live out our lives in such a way that it is a light in a dark world. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for just hearing my expressive words about a wonderful man and a wonderful pastor, and will always be my teacher, Pastor Charles F. Stanley. I'll be right back for a little bit more. So welcome back. This is continue on in this special dedication to Pastor Charles Stanley, and may he rest in peace, rest in heaven. Amen. He's absent from the body and present with the Lord right now. And again, I can't say enough about this wonderful man that God has used over the years to spread the gospel, to preach his word. So I'm going to start reading out of a devotional out of the YouVersion Bible app. Like, as I said before, I always like to use, teach out of the devotionals that we have here. And one of the devotionals that I used to, that I highly recommend out of the YouVersion Bible app is one called Crossing Crowns by Pastor Charles Stanley. So we're going to do a different one. And this one is every day in his presence. And so how many of you can honestly say throughout your Christian walk that you enjoy the presence of God and just awesome, just his awesomeness, his presence? You know, you don't have to have anything particular or specifically from the Lord, but just his presence, just getting his presence is just a beautiful thing. Amen. This one is entitled The Likeness of Love. It says, God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. And this is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Have you ever thought about how profoundly God loves you? You could spend a long time considering it and never plumb the depths of how intensely he cares for you. But one thing is sure, pondering his love will transform your life. Just think about the fact that the Father made you in his own image. This was a purposeful choice. So important, it's repeated four times in the biblical account. He created you with unimaginable potential and unquestionable worth, with the ability to experience him in a deep, intimate relationship. In fact, he wants to pour his life into you and work through you in astounding, eternal ways. His desire is that when people see you, they are reminded of him. So no matter how you feel about yourself, embrace the truth. God loves you, longs to shower his goodness upon you, and call you his own. Lord, thank you for loving me. Help me know you better and understand what it means to reflect your likeness. Amen. In his presence, realize he formed you with profound love. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into the scripture portion, as we've took a lot of time in the beginning of the first part segment. In Genesis chapter 1, we read in verse 26 and 27, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. And the last scripture is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So let's talk a little bit. Let's kind of talk a little bit about this. The beautiful thing about the beautiful thing about God is it establishes this from the very beginning in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, and even in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible, where he begins to create human beings. Who are human beings? You and me. Doesn't matter whether you are black or white, whether you, what culture you're from, or ethnicity, whether you're American, whether you're from whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian, whether you are Arab, no matter what part of the world you're from and what your background is and how you feel about yourself, God has created you in whose image? In his image. He doesn't say anything about any other creation except for people like you and me. He doesn't say anything about animals being created in his image, the sun or the moon being created in his image, nothing in nature, the birds of the air, or the planets or the stars, or earth or planet earth itself. There is nothing that God has created to be in his image except for you and me. That's wonderful. And can you imagine now that you and me, whether you're male or female, we are all created in God's image. Now, what does that look like? Whether it's physicality, it could be also our creativeness, our ability to create things, the ability to relate to one another, to communicate, to love, to have passion for each other. Listen, we are created by God. Look at yourself. Look at how you're created. This is a big thing. And God showed his love towards you from the very beginning. So let's go quickly to the next verse in Matthew 5, verse 16. It says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. You know, we do a lot of things in this world that we live in. There's a lot of people around us that do things. But the most wonderful thing that you and I could do is to make sure that our God is glorified. If God loves you so much and he created you in his own image, it's the most wonderful thing as a testimony is to let your deeds reflect the Lord, reflect the Creator. We are the best expression of God. Let's take a look at Jesus Christ for a minute. When Jesus Christ walked the earth, the difference between us and Jesus was that we weren't perfect like him. We weren't God in the flesh. But Jesus was the reflection of the Father. Now that you and I are children of God through Jesus Christ, we are now his representatives. You and I are his children. Some of you that are listening may have children, have a son or a daughter. And as they grow, as they mature, they begin to take on your image. Some may take on your likeness, the shape of your nose, the shape of your eyes, the color of your skin, the hair texture, maybe even things like the way you talk or the way you walk. As they get older, they may You know, they may take on the same character traits, or whether they might be in the same profession, professional job or something like that. But in some ways, your child, your children may have things, whether it be reflections of you or your husband or your wife. They were a reflection of your mother and father, just like you. Some of you are. Some of you have character traits of your mother and your father. And I say that in comparison to our Heavenly Father. When we give our lives to the Lord, we begin to learn of God. We begin to get closer to the Lord. We begin to read and begin to praise Him and worship Him, get to have a relationship with Him, get to know who He is. That's the same way it is with your children, same way it is with you and your parents. If you're close to your parents, if you're close to your mother or your father or whoever you grew up under, you begin to know your the personality of your mother, the personality of your father, or whoever might have raised you. The same thing it is with our Heavenly Father. If some of you right now that are listening to me, maybe you don't have a earthly father. Maybe your earthly father either wasn't around, or maybe something might have happened, or maybe your earthly father passed away, or maybe your earthly mother might have passed away or is not around. But one thing that we all have in common, we have a Heavenly Father. And the closer that you walk with Him, you begin to look and act like Him. You begin to walk in His ways, and the people in the world today will be able to look and say, you must be one of His. You must be His daughter, His son. You're one of His. And that's from walking and talking and fellowshipping with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, like we just read, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for who? For all to see. Don't hide them. Some things, yeah, I understand we like to do in secret. But guess what? There are things that you can do every single day in your neighborhood, in your community, at your job, at your school, wherever it may be. Let your good deeds shine out. Sometimes we got to be careful because we are holding His name. The way you drive on that freeway, the way you interact with other people, when you don't think somebody is around, how are you acting? Amen. We have to be good representatives of the kingdom of God and of God Himself, as well as letting others know and seeing what a good child of God you are. Amen. The same way you wouldn't want to misrepresent and put a bad name on your mother and your father, the same way it is with us. Now, the last one that we're going to talk about one more time is in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you and I have called you by name. You are mine. This is one of the most intimate descriptions of God. Listen, He knows you by name. He has ransomed you. He's called you His own. And even though we read the scriptures, we read the Bible, we don't really understand to some degree how close we are to the Lord, how much He loves you, how much He loves you with a deep, passionate love. He's interested in you. He knows you intimately because He says He's called you by your name. If you're listening right now, think about it right now. Has God called you by name? Have you experienced that intimate worship? I'm not talking about being at church among other believers and experiencing a worship experience. I'm talking about when you by yourself, when you're talking with God, whether it's in your room, your bedroom, whether it's in your house somewhere or your apartment, just getting alone by yourself without the television or the TV or maybe your kids around you or anything like that. Maybe if it's too much distraction in your home, go for a walk. But somewhere where you can get alone and listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen for his presence, feel his presence, pursue his presence. Amen. It's so important for us to enjoy his presence, because the benefit that you get is to hear that he's intimately involved with you, that he called you by your name, that he created you. You're his and he loves you. He's the one that formed you. He's the one that holds you in high regard. You are in his image and you're his best creation. Amen. The only way that we'll ever understand that and ever realize that and know that is when we spend that time with him, when we spend our intimate time with the Lord. Talk to him. Don't just rattle off a prayer or two or hurry up and read a scripture. Talk to him, really, and express to him how much you love him, how much you want him, not the things that he can bless you with. Not that, you know, a lot of times we pray and ask the Lord for things. Help us with this. Help us with that. Lord, I need this. I need healing in this area. I want. How many times do you just want him? Just ask for him. Amen. Imagine how it is if you only talk to your wife or your husband when you just wanted something, but you really don't have any connection to them. Imagine how that must feel, how must make them feel. Listen, God is more than just someone that we want when we're in trouble, or just think about as a religious being, or just think about him on Sundays and every, you know, what, 6 days a week, you're thinking about yourself or the things you got to do. God wants to be in every single facet of your life, from the time that you knew him to the time now. He wants to be involved in everything you do, whether it's your job, your education, your marriage, your family. He wants to be involved in everything. And you know what? Not because he wants to run your life. It's because he knows what's best for your life. Everything that we choose to do, make him a part of it. Let him be a part of your life. Let him be the leader of your life. Amen. And watch how he can navigate your situations, your circumstances. Begin to allow him to remove the obstacles. Sometimes we put ourselves in so many bad such situations that are our own doing. But instead, let him navigate you through the circumstances and the trials and the tribulations of your life. Amen. Listen, that's about all I have for today. I thank you again for tuning in. I thank you for tuning in for this short amount of time and being a part of this episode, this podcast, this recording. Again, I just want to be thankful to a man that was a great asset in my Christian growth, and that was Pastor Charles Stanley. I love that man. I love his teachings. I love what God has, how God has used him to really inspire me, and I'm sure many others. Listen, today, if the Lord is tugging at your heart to begin to spread the message, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, like Charles Stanley did, and many other pastors and men and women of God that is out there passionately spreading the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us also leave a legacy behind of believers that we reach out to, of people we reach out to and share this message of Christ, just as Charles Stanley did. May this inspire you. May his ministry inspire you. If you haven't had a chance to, go to YouTube, go to on the web and look and listen to some of Pastor Charles Stanley's past messages and let the words of his ministry begin to challenge you, begin to inspire you to move forward in your Christian walk. I'm not the only voice that you can hear. There's so many other great pastors that are good teachers, good teachers. So again, I just want to thank you again for tuning in. And until next time, I'll be talking to you soon. God bless you and your family.